Welcome to the JJ Nickton Company and Tots with Southeast Iowa program on the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. JJ Nickton Company serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Dominic Ottens with KCII News. On today's program, we're talking with Mid Prairie School District's Transportation Director, Teresa Hartley, about back to school transportation safety. Well, Teresa, thanks for joining me. With the start of school coming up here in just a little bit, wanted to be able to continue to build upon, you know, back to school safety and everything like that. I know a lot of parents are looking into this, you know. So in regards to general safety, I know that not every student will be taking the bus. Some will be driven by parents. Some will even walk or ride bikes. So for those that may be wanting to walk or ride bikes or something like that, what are some general safety tips that students should be following when going from home to school and back?
Yeah, so last year, I know for me, I know we had a town that we I had some concerns on with kids crossing roads, because on the main roads, kids don't always look as they're supposed to. We know they're kids. That's why it happens. So as adults, we just have to be more aware. But when you're a high schooler, you know, just learning to drive, you don't know to be aware as adults should. So I would say more that it's going to have to be a parent involvement, that the parents kind of talk to their kids, let them know what to be watchful for, because kids are kids. Obviously, yes, we know they shouldn't dart across the road, but that does happen. So just slowing down, looking for those. But like I did last year, I got with the town of Wellman and, you know, had some concerns about a crossing area, and the city of Wellman worked with me, and we got some flashing signs up that tells people to slow down through that area and that there's kids crossing, and it's an automated thing. So it worked out really good. I know Kelowna has some of those too. So it's just making signs, making people aware when it comes to that.
And then I know you touched on it just a little bit there, but we as adults and school zones and everything like that, what can we do to make it even safer for the kids in and around the school?
You know, really, I think the biggest thing that we need to be more aware of is stop arm violations. Even as adults, I'm learning the longer I'm in this position that people don't know exactly what the laws are and what they should be doing. And I guess my word to everybody is, if you see a bus with yellow lights on and flashing, you need to be preparing to stop whether you want to or not. If you see a bus with red lights flashing, you have to stop. That's not a suggestion. That is the law. And there's a lot of distraction that goes on, people answering their cell phones, then they don't see the lights to, you know, in enough time, so they fly through them. But at one point, something very bad is going to happen that is going to be very traumatic. So people need to really, really focus in on watching for those school buses, because that in this area is a huge thing that we have quite often. People just drive through our stop arms or drive past a bus when it's stopped. And that is illegal, and we can get some people, but we can't catch everybody. But what's going to happen in the long run is they're going to end up injuring somebody, or it could be fatal.
Now, throughout the year, obviously, it's eventually going to get cold, but right now it's still fairly humid and everything like that. So yep. For those kids that may be walking and riding their bikes, what is a good guideline, I guess, when it comes to this is too warm to be traveling, so have mom and dad drive you, or this is too cold to be going out, so have mom and dad drive you?
So that's a hard one, just because I think that goes based off of what other people's opinions are. But if you're going to have your child walk in the winter, making sure that they have the necessities that they need, you know, that they have the warm gloves, not the real thin gloves, that they have the boots that keep their feet warm and they're not walking in shoes, you know, those types of things. In the summer as well, you know, we have paths that people can take to get to the school, that there's crossing guards, and, you know, there's an adult halfway through most of these children's paths, so there's somebody to check in with if they're really hot, or, you know, things like that, sending a water bottle with their child, talking about going directly home and not going to a friend's house just because so-and-so invited them over. I know that's a, you know, that's a big thing that happens a lot. Kids are excited to be back with their friends. And again, kids will be kids. So as parents, we need to have conversations with our kids about all of these things.
That's been today's J.J. Nickding Company in Tots with Southeast Iowa program with Mid-Prairie School District's Transportation Director Teresa Hartley talking about back-to-school transportation safety. J.J. Nickding Company serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Dominic Ottens with KCII News.